pray.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time of gathering, God. You are, God, a good God to us always, God, and you've given us power. And with this power, we can decree and declare a thing. And this power, God, we decree and declare that there is no lack in our lives. We decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. We decree that our word is law. We decree that as we decree it in earth, it is decreed in heaven. We decree that there's only positive people that walk with us. We decree and declare that we have sight beyond sight. We decree and we declare that there is strong network around us, and we push up and forward and onward in our lives. We decree and declare that there's no stagnant in our lives, for God gives us so much power that we walk without a doubt in faith. We decree and declare that our hands are lifted up because our ancestors are right under our elbows, lifting them up, Father. We decree and declare that we are love. We walk in love. We are love. We decree and declare that we have infinite supply. We decree and we declare that no weapon that is formed against us can ever and will ever prosper. We decree and we declare that we shall live and we shall not die. We decree and we declare that the word resonates in us as we meditate night and day on his word. We decree and we declare that we do not fear. Amen. For we are the power. God has given us power and we eat this power. It comes out of our pores. We are powerful and mighty in God's sight, for God gives us this power. We decree and we declare that the enemy will be our footstool. They are our footstool. We decree and we declare that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We shall call a thing and we decree a thing and it shall be. Now, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the lines and speak in our heavenly language.
Rasulullah,
Hallelujah, Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. We honor you on tonight. We thank you for your grace and mercy on today. We thank you for strengthening us on today. We thank you for new insight. We thank you for a renewal, restoration on today. We thank you for the lifting up on today. We thank you for the knowledge and understanding on today. We thank you for our families on today. We lift up families. We lift up relationships. We lift up marriages. And we lift up our children, our daughters, and our sons, that you continue to touch and shield and protect them. We thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for your word on today. And we thank you for clarity on today. We thank you for purpose on today. We thank you for who you've called us to be, that we continue to move forward on today. Lord, we thank you for community on today. We thank you for the leaders on today. We thank you for Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, the entire company of prophets, every heart on this phone. We thank you for representation on today. Every house, every household, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for all good things and benefits, Lord. We thank you for just moving us in the right direction as you're ordering our steps on tonight. We thank you for covering us under the blood. We thank you, Lord, for just strength on tonight. We thank you for stirring us up and keeping passion within us, Lord, that we continue to not be familiar with your presence, that we continue to have a hunger and thirst after righteousness. Lord, we thank you for just moving by your spirit. We thank you for your love on tonight. We thank you for making us example and demonstrating of who you are, representations, Lord. We thank you for discipline on tonight. We thank you for all wonderful things. We thank you for families, and not only families, Lord. We thank you for those that are incarcerated, that you continue to touch lives, changing lives, turning lives around. Those are the sick and shut in, that you're doing miraculous healing in their bodies, lifting them up in this season. The heads of governments, we thank you for touching right now, even touching their thoughts if they're making decisions concerning those your people all over the land on tonight. We thank you for just moving by your spirit within the heads of government. Lift them up, save, set free, heal, deliver. Lord, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 57, 7 through 11. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory, awake, psaltery, and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the new grace and mercies that we see. I thank you for the dawning of this new day. I thank you for allowing us to come together in unison and make these prayer requests boldly before your throne. For this is the day that you have made, and this is the day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for healing those who need healing. I thank you for revealing those things that were previously concealed in others' lives. I thank you for setting the captives free. I thank you for new truth, new belief, a new hunger and thirst after you, and a greater representation of righteousness in your kingdom. Lord, I thank you for those who were previously shy and kept your word inside, that they are now opening their mouths and speaking boldly and not being ashamed. Lord, I thank you for making us bolder, and I thank you for making us more than conquerors. I thank you for the victory. I thank you for being victorious. I thank you for making us victorious. Lord, I thank you for your love and surrounding us with your abundance in love. I thank you for the shifting that is taking place even now in people's lives on this phone line. I thank you for covering all those who have been lifted up on the prayer list. I thank you for covering our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the entire Jordan dynasty. Lord, I thank you for new opportunities and experiences and possibilities taking place in our life. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray, and thank you for the fleshlings as well. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Olympia.
Amen. I was on mute. Amen. Father God, I thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for strength and love and success and peace of mind. Father, I thank you for every prayer request that is listed on this line. Father, I thank you for the sick and shut-in. Father, I thank you for healing their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For we know that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for victory for everyone on this line, every family member represented, that they shall abound bountifully in this season. I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. I thank you for Mother Mary Barian. Father, I thank you for all the mothers worldwide. I thank you for the company of prophets. I thank you for the fledglings, Lord. Bless them in a unique way. Thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around all children worldwide. Thank you for all the surgeons and the doctors and the anesthesiologists, for everyone that may be under surgery right now or about to go into surgery. Father, may the healing angels permeate within the space, and may we get a perfect and good report concerning every individual. Father, bless the marriages in this season. Father, keep them united. Father, may you restore the loved ones that's been out there lost, but they're returning home, trusting in you, trusting in your way, trusting in your law. Father, I thank you for the countries worldwide. We thank you that we're lifting them up, Lord, in this season, especially in our president and the cabinet and all the government surrounding states and countries, Lord. Give them the wisdom to hear your voice in this season, for we know that you are our God, and because you are God, we shall never need, want, or lack for any good thing. Lord, we know that your promises concerning our life is still yea and amen. Father, I thank you for covering the homelessness in this season, and may every family have food and shelter. Father, I thank you for my children, and I thank you, Lord, that you give us a forum to come before you with grace and thanksgiving. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, God. Father God, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. And the Lord has chosen thee to be particular, a particular people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth. Father God, I thank you for we claim that, Father God, and we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for each and everybody that is connected on this line, that we stand in agreement for your love, your health, for our health, for healing, Father God. We stand with the ones on this line that are connected for their families, Father God, friends, and even themselves, Father God. We touch and agree with each and every one of them, even for those on this prayer list tonight, God. You know all the names and the faces, God. You know who is connected, Father God. We thank you for every nation, Father God. We cover them, Father God. We cover the elderly with love, Father God, standing in a space for even them. God, we thank you for you, God, keep us humble. We don't want to be complacent, God. We don't want a business as usual, God, but we want to stay humble in your sight, God. We thank you for every situation in our lives because we see breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough in court cases, in operations, Father God, medical situations, God, favor in school and education. We thank you for our young people. We're covering them in the name of Jesus from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. We thank you for our Archbishop and Pastor Jordan and that dynasty, Father God, that prophetic dynasty, Father God. We stand with them, Father God. We bless your name and we thank you, God, for we hold up Meek Mills in this hour, Marcus Fugate. Devil, you cannot have him, Father God. Covers him in the name and with the blood prevail. Ronald Blake and Father God and all those mentioned, we decree and declare breakthrough in their lives, Father God, for we cancel out the principalities that try to come against even them, Father God. We stand in a space for the abused soul, Father God. We stand in relationships where the people might be weak, Father God. We build them up so that they're strong. For you said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed. Hallelujah. We see favor, favor, favor in our lives, Father God. You are an awesome God. We lift your name up, Father God. Thank you for each and every prophetess that's on this line, Father God. Touch their dynasty. Touch their family, Father God. Strengthen their lives. We see overflow in financial favor, for there is no lack. And yes, that wasn't an error, that's flavor, for we are the salt of the earth, and we are the flavor of the earth. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, for people shall see our light. They shall see our star, Father God, for we walk in greatness. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, mighty God, we just want to worship you this morning. We just want to praise you, Lord. We bow before your throne this morning. We say in you, you are holy, you are holy. You are holy, you are holy, Father. You are holy, you are holy, Lord. There's no other God except you, mighty God. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us this morning, Lord. We thank you for your mighty protection upon us, upon our families, upon all the people, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, because you are our shepherd, we shall not be in want. You will lead us in green pasture in Jesus' mighty name. My family, Lord, our family, Lord, the company of prophets, Lord, shall have all sufficiency at all times. We shall share with many and not borrow in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, Lord, of worry, of anxiety, I bind you right now and cast you in the abyss in the name of Jesus. No spirit will fall your people, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you have given us the authority, oh, by the authority, Lord, that you have given us, Lord. No sickness, my God, for your people, nothing will come before them in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Yebobosia, you are not anxious for anything because it is our support. Our need are met supernaturally every day in Jesus' mighty name. If God takes care of the bed of the air, how much more will he and my family? God is taking care of us. We have all that we need in all times. Doors and supplies are open before us, Lord. And we know, Lord, that the door that you open, my God, nobody will shut it, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We have abundance in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. We are confident, Lord, that God who started a good work in us will bring it unto perfection, Lord. We shall never be stranded. We shall not need. We are moving forward and glorifying you, Lord. Nothing will stand before us, Lord. We are victorious in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I ask you to baptize us with the spirit of contentment. Let the power of greed be destroyed in our lives and family in Jesus' mighty name. God sought and cleansed for us, Lord. Our families is to have great peace and great pasture. Father, we thank you as you are giving us the peace that passes all understanding this morning, Lord. I therefore decree that our tomorrow is secured. We have peace in all sides in Jesus' mighty name. When others are complaining for being cast down, we shall be saved. That is a lifting up. That is the word of God, and it is heritage in our family. Almighty Father, thank you, Lord, for ever exalted in life and family in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you and thank you. Amen.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The God of my rock, in him I will trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. Blessings are upon the head of the just. Violence shall no longer be heard in our land, nor wasting, nor destruction within our borders. But thou shalt call our walls salvation and our gates praise, that you will restore that which has been violently taken away, or that which has been deceitfully gotten away from us, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the loss which he had found, and that bringeth, and you bring us forth from our enemies. Thou hast lifted us up on high above them that riseth up against us. Thou hast delivered us from the violent man. Thou hast lifted us up above those that would rise up against us and come against us. Amen. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. For sickness, he's given us health. For poverty, he's given us wealth. And for death, eternal life. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that you loose the band of wickedness, and you undo heavy burdens, and you let the oppressed go free, and you break every yoke. And we thank you, Father God, that our light break forth as the morning, and our health spring forth speedily, and our righteousness go before us, and your glory is our rear guard. We thank you, Lord God, that you guide us continually and satisfy our soul in drought and make fat our bones, and thou we are have caused us to be as a well-watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And we thank you, Father God, that you have anointed us to build the waste places. Thou have raised up the foundations of many generations, and thou have called us the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the past to dwell in. And we delight ourselves in you, Father God, and you cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth, and you feed us with the heritage of Jacob, and for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. We remember you, Father God, and you've given us the power to get wealth. You establish your covenant with us, which you swear unto our fathers. We give you the glory, Lord God, for wealth and richness are in our house, and our righteousness endure forever. The beauty of the Lord is resting upon us, and you have blessed the very works of our hands. You've rebuked the curse. You've rebuked lack. The blood of Jesus washes us thoroughly and cleanses us from every sin, and our hands are blessed. We thank you, Lord God, that you have launched the very deliverance from oppression, from politicians, from government officials who have endeavored to put illegal systems in place, unjust systems, unjust weights and false balances. Father God, we decree and declare that you break the power of the enemy that would come to try to take resources from your people. We pray and cover your elderly. We cover the poor, God, because you care about the poor and the needy and the oppressed. And you promise to be their deliverer. And we thank you, Father God, that you put us in place to be your witnesses. We release, Lord God, your angels of mercy, your angels of compassion, your angels of war to war on behalf of your oppressed people, those that are illegally and unjustly detained and incarcerated in mental institutions and in prison systems, those that have been enslaved in Libya, and we launch, God, your warring angels to fight on their behalf, Lord God, to set them free, God. Lord God, we decree and declare that your angels of provision are released in the Caribbean islands and in the southern regions where they're still overcoming the struggle from the hurricanes and the storms, Lord, and the floods, Father God. We decree and declare your provision, your miracles, Lord God. Raise up and stir up your people, Lord God, that have more than enough and that are hoarding. Lord God, breathe on them and command them to give up and share with your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our elders. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare healing and breakthrough. We come against dementia and Alzheimer's. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds. Heal the lesions on their brains that will cause memory loss, Lord God. Healing, erobosha, is the children's bread. Healing inflammation in the joints, oh God. Healing, oh God, in the digestive system, Lord Geisha tokobrasa. Healing from diabetes is our portion. Healing from tumors and cancers, and kidney disease and heart conditions. Healing, Lord God, regulating all blood pressure, bringing balance in the body, Lord God. We call every physical person on this line, every person, every body into right divine alignment. Health, healing, and wholeness is our portion. We thank you for your divine provision. We thank you for the release of the new jobs, the promotions, the elevation, the expansion, the new real estate, the new vehicles that's coming forth. Even now, we anoint every business of every tither on this line, O Barai Shekebosha, in the name of Jesus, and we bless you for our Archbishop. We bless you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless you, Father God, for our first family and every family that's represented on this call. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we just thank the Lord, amen, for another day's journey. We thank the Lord for the grace and mercy that he has bestowed upon us. And I want to thank every one of you for being on the call. I know Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan is elated when she sees the tens and the hundreds gathering for prayer. I know that this is just adding joy to her heart to know that when she said yes, you said yes. Amen. And let's go to our announcements. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Join Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Amen. And they are covering all of the particulars of the upcoming prophecology. Amen. And if you have any questions regarding training under the Master Prophet, coming into the prophetic order, amen, there's information there waiting for you. 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, join our very own Joshua Jordan, Prophet Joshua Jordan. Amen. The eldest son of the Master Prophet and Lady Deborah Jordan. Amen. God has been using him and moving by his spirit. You don't want to miss these calls. Amen. Don't miss your day of visitation. Amen. Prophecology. Amen. February 23rd through the 26th, the Birthing House in the Latter Rain, Crown Plaza Hotel, Times Square. Amen. Registration is closed, but you can still attend. Amen. And the conference is $2,500. Amen. To access all of the classes and the services. Amen. But you must find, make your way to find your own accommodations. Amen. The blocks are filled. The registration time is closed. Amen. If you have fulfilled your Book of the Month 3, amen, go ahead and set up your pledge for Book of the Month 4 and begin to, amen, seed towards that so you can be prepared for prophecology, amen, in July. Amen. And those of you who are currently recipients of the Book of the Month experience, you know that your hotel registration and accommodations are covered for the next prophecology when you join the Book of the Month Club and you receive monthly the latest publications of our very own Archbishop, the Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan. Amen. You don't want to miss, amen, the first release of 2018. Amen. Join now the Book of the Month Club. Call 888-831-0434 and set up your pledge and receive the pertinent information regarding that assessment. Amen. Also, you want to sow your seed to stop your bleed, to eliminate your need. Text 646-762-0433. If you don't have a church home and you don't have a place to sow your tithe, amen, you can sow your tithe because this is good, fertile ground. You have to be careful where you sow your seed. Amen. If, for example, if a leader is living in the projects, that's not where you want to sow. Amen. That leader cannot pray for you to manifest your home if they are living in the projects. You need to know where you're sowing your seed. And this is good, rich, fertile ground. Amen. So we want to encourage you. Amen. Text to give at 646-762-0433. Don't forget to respond to the emails from Archbishop. Amen. So you can know what the right seed to sow and to receive, amen, your prophetic word from a prophet. A prophet will call you, amen, to minister the word of the Lord to you. If you have a prayer request, amen, go to www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. Submit your prayer request so we can pray with you and stand with you for your breakthrough. Join us again with Pastor Deborah Jordan for another Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every night. Amen. We are here. Believe in God for your miracle. Company of Prophets, thank you for standing. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your yes, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Pastor loves you, Archbishop loves you, and I love you to life. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.
Bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you all.
Love you to life.